On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, welcome to the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. We're going to play a little bit that we call Rapid Fire, where Danny and I fire three questions at each other, and we're either going to look like geniuses or complete morons. And you people at home, play along. See if you can go 6 for 6. Most people do pretty well at this, but nobody really goes 6 for 6 unless they're some kind of uber genius or something like that.
Or total rock nerd.
Yeah, rock nerd I would go with, yeah. Guys who used to go buy Krang magazines at some store 20 miles away. If you were one of those kind of guys, that's the kind of guys who listen to the show.
Yeah, because we were in your rearview mirror following you the whole way.
Yeah, and if you're anywhere near Fairfax, Virginia, that's where we always went. And Annandale, Virginia, I believe, that's where we found Krang magazines. So we had to hit the road. We were stupid, weren't we? No, it was worth it. All right, question one for you. Name three bands that drummer James Kotak has played with. He's played with a lot of bands, but just give me three.
I've never even heard that name.
James Kotak? You've never heard of James? You're going to miss this question.
Yeah, that's already all wrong.
Well, I'm going to give you. Well, I'll give you one right away. He was in the Scorpions for like 16 years.
but he's not Herman Z. German.
No, Herman Z. German. Then they had one studio guy, and then James Kotak took over and was in it for like 16 years until he got booted for, acting up in a certain Muslim country.
Oh, geez.
And then now Scorpions have the little short guy, Mickey D. from Motorhead is now at Scorpions.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's been there like 3 years now.
Yeah, because I don't think Motorhead's coming back anytime soon.
No. So, yeah, Mickey D. landed a pretty cool gig. So,
James Kotak, huh?
Yeah, James Kotak was in Kingdom Come.
All right.
It was in a band. He's also been in Montrose, Wild Horses, the L.A. version, Macaulay Shanker Group, and Warrant.
Wow.
So the guy,
he's gotten around.
And he's married to Tommy Lee's sister. Who is also, he was married to her. They're divorced now. But yeah, she was, actually, I think we saw her play. No, we didn't see her play, but she did play with Femme Fatale.
Oh, okay.
But we never got to see her play, but she's a killer drummer.
Oh, she was?
She's killer drummer.
She was on M3?
No, I think they had us another girl there. I think. Okay. I don't remember. Who knows? My memory fades. I'm old. So you failed the James Kotak question. I thought you knew who he was. Okay. All right.
Wow, I can't believe I never heard of him.
Oh, yeah. Great drummer, too.
All right, question number one for you. How many studio albums did Queen release, and how many went at least gold in the UK?
In the UK?
What? Yeah, I'll give you the UK because that's their home country, and they were enormous.
At least gold? I think of all the Queen albums. Oh, my God.
All right, how many studio albums?
Okay, hold on. I'm going to count. I'm doing it in my head. You got Queen, Queen 2, Sheer Heart Attack, Night at the Opera, Day at the Races. That's 5. Okay, then we got News of the World, Jazz, The Game. That's 8. The Works is 9. Oh, God. The one with the miracle is 10. Oh, there's no one. 11. I think 12.
That would be incorrect.
Is it 13?
15.
Oh, you know what? I forgot the freaking stupid Flash one.
Flash, and there's Hot Space.
Yeah.
And there's Innuendo.
Yeah, I knew Innuendo and Made in Heaven.
Yep.
Yeah, the 80s ones get a little rough. They get a little rough after the game, because the game was the last big one in the States.
Yeah.
And then I saw the Hot Space Tour, which was great with Billy Squire opening. But then they were like, nobody paid attention to them, especially in the States. And that's when they got massive worldwide.
Yeah, I never saw them with, I've never seen Queen. I've had the opportunity to see him with the new guy, but I just haven't.
I heard it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. A friend of mine that listens to this show, he's gone, and he's the one that asked me to go. And he and I have seen Ghost together and a couple other shows. And he's a huge Queen fan, and he said they're amazing. And the videos I've seen are amazing. I mean, the guy can sing his ass off.
I think there's a brand new documentary, I forgot on which platform, I think on Amazon Prime, that goes over the whole history of those two together. And it shows live performances. Oh my God, some of those performances are killer. But I've never seen them with Adam Lambert. I did see them in Seattle with Paul Rogers. Which was,
yeah, see, that just doesn't seem to fit with me.
Yeah, because it was kind of like they played some Free, they played some Bad Company, and they played some of the Queen songs that would fit his voice. And it was good, but and Paul Rogers really tried to be more a little flamboyant, but that's not the kind of guy he is.
No, he's Free and Bad Company.
Yeah, he was good, and he's a great singer, but he didn't have the flamboyant.
Yeah.
He didn't have that over-the-top personality. It's just not him.
Yeah.
So it's one of the, Adam Lambert does.
So how many of those 15 went gold, at least gold?
I would say all of them.
That's correct. Yeah, they did. Not all of them went gold, especially the later ones didn't go gold in the U.S., but most of them have gone multi-platinum in the U.K.
Oh, I'd imagine so.
Yeah.
Robert Plant said they were the biggest hard rock band ever in England. So
I'd believe that.
Yeah, in the States, everybody thinks Led Zeppelin is the biggest hard rock band ever. In the U.K., it's Queen.
Yeah, I'd say I don't know that you even get a half a point for that. Maybe a third.
No, I get zip for that. I blew that. If I really sat down and thought about it, I probably could have named them all. But I didn't want to. We already bored you with the Broadway talk, so I had to keep the show moving there.
Let's move right along.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Question two for you. After leaving Iron Maiden, guitarist Dennis Stratton has been a member of two bands since then. Can you name them? Two bands that he has multiple records with. Can you name the two bands he joined?
I know Lionheart.
That's one of them.
And I don't know why Praying Mantis comes to mind, but I know that's not correct.
No, that is correct.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, got man. It.
You nailed it.
Man, I pulled that out of somewhere.
He was in a lot of albums from them. In the 90s, he was a permanent member.
Nice.
Yeah, Praying Mantis, one of those bands that first album was pretty good in the new wave of British heavy metal. But even though they're more of an AOR band, and if you listen to some albums, they're actually pretty good, but nobody pays attention to them.
Yeah, and they keep putting out albums.
So somebody's buying them.
Yeah, somebody. Maybe it's this teenager in Germany buying all the Praying Mantis albums.
I guess, man. Way to go, Klaus or Helmut. You know?
Yeah, really.
I love
all right, well, I got one.
I love it.
I feel pretty good about myself right now.
Yeah, you totally botched the James Kotak, but nailed Dennis Stratton. There you go.
All right.
One for two.
All right. Let's see what your third question is for some obscure person.
Yeah.
All right, question two for you. What year did Gary Moore die?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Well, that's kind of the point of this whole exercise. All right,
okay, let's see. Okay, it's 2000. Well, when you hear this, it'll be 2021. I'm going to say 2014.
No, a little earlier. February will be 10 years.
God, already?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing. It seems like I just heard that he died. Yeah, 10 years. It was February 6th, 2011.
And I keep discovering albums that he's played on over the last 6 months. I think I sent you some Greg Lake's first two.
Yep.
He was on those. And I just sent you a Paul Rodgers Muddy Waters tribute album, and Gary Moore plays on one of those. Did you see the guitar players that played on that?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's like, oh,
it's like, damn.
Wow, how come I've never heard of this?
It's really good, too. I listened through it once, or I listened through it one time so far, and it's good.
Wow, I had no idea.
I mean, you don't have to be a Muddy Waters fan. You got to like the blues, but, man, it's good.
I didn't know that I Just Want to Make Love to You was a Muddy Waters song. It was a Foghat song. Whoops.
It's unbelievable how many of these songs were old blues songs.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin gets accused of ripping off those old blues songs, which they did.
Oh, yeah. If you go through, I mean, there's tons of YouTube videos where people are playing the two side by side. And it's like, damn, it's like blatant. Why didn't these guys get sued day after day? And I'm sure they did, but geez, unbelievable.
Yeah. Even though Led Zeppelin's still pretty great. Yeah, but they took their liberties with some of those old blues stuff. You know, come on.
Yeah, totally.
Just throw some shekels their way, you know, guys. You know, the fan, you know, get some reparations.
Yeah, reparations. There you go. Yeah,
I don't believe in reparations the way people talk about it in the news, but hey, for those old blues guys, if you're ripping them off, send some money to those families. They deserve it. All right. Question three. What do all these musicians have in common? And you've heard of most of these guys. Okay? Eric Singer, right. Kip Winger, Reb Beach, Derek Sherinian, Jimmy DeGrasso, and Phil X. What do all these guys have in common?
Oh, wow. They're from the Bay Area.
No. It has nothing to do with where they're from.
They're all musicians?
Correct.
Yes. Well, that's not what you're going for.
I'll even make it they've all played with a certain artist at one time or another in their career. All of them played.
Well, I know two of them for sure, so probably all of them. They've played with Alice Cooper.
Correct. All yes. of them. And the list was super long.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Orianthe's played with her or with him. You know, anytime you go to an Alice Cooper show, you got to think about who his band is, because they're not slouches in any stretch. And he has said, I don't have time to play with B guys. I only want the A-list players on my band.
Yeah, from the Hired Gun movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Nobody sucks. If you think about it, three-fifths of Winger have played with Alice Cooper.
Right.
Yeah. Amazing. Never such disappoints. Yeah, every time you see Alice. Alice doesn't change. Alice sounds the same, and the band just keeps getting better.
Yeah, the band is amazing. And it's like, there were, the last time I saw him, he opened for Iron Maiden on their Seventh Son tour. And there were all these songs that I didn't know that they played. I went back and looked up the catalog. I was like, oh, man. One was something, Young Man.
Wicked Young Man.
Wicked Young Man.
Yeah, that's on.
Great song. I'd never heard before until I saw it, just the staging, and I went back and looked up the song, looked it up on YouTube. Such a great song.
That's on Brutal Planet. That's probably a great album. That's his heaviest album.
So good.
Yep.
All right, so I guess I got that one right. So I was 2 for 3. Let's see if you can. You're 0 for 2 so far, so this doesn't matter.
So actually, this question should be worth 10 points, right?
Okay. Well, no, it shouldn't be, because I think you'll get this one.
Oh, okay. Be worth 1 then. All right.
All right. What musical did Paul Stanley star in Toronto?
Oh, geez. Could that be Phantom of the Opera?
Yes, that is correct. If you listen to an earlier show, you know Mark mentioned that already. But I already had my questions written down, so.
Yeah, there are some I think you can find that on YouTube. He doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
He couldn't do it now for sure. But I thought he pulled it off.
Oh, he did. He did great. You have to have a certain voice on Broadway, and Paul is not that. He's not the Broadway guy that you would call in if you were looking for a lead. But I think, just like Sebastian Bach and the Jekyll and Hyde, I think they went for a name to get some people to come see. And I mean, when I saw Jekyll and Hyde on Broadway, it was nothing but a rock crowd. It was not the normal Broadway crowd. Everybody, long hair, leather. I mean, they were expecting it. Well, I don't know they're expecting, but it looked like a Skid Row crowd, not a Broadway crowd.
Do peace of me, Sebastian.
Yeah, but I should have stayed afterwards and got his autograph, but I didn't.
Yeah, well. And he can probably hang around L.A.
Yeah.
I've never bumped into him, but. Okay, well, congratulations, sir. You win this week.
All right, yes. I needed the money.
Yeah, wow. Check is in the mail. Wow. That was
fun. Yeah, I'm still expecting two Christmas presents, too, that haven't arrived.
Oh, not for me. I didn't send you squat.
Yeah, I'm not waiting for that.
I just send you music I come across, and so
That's worth more than anything else.
Yeah, we get so much music that we'll never be able to listen to it in a lifetime.
I think I have. If I look, I have everything in iTunes. I think I have like just over a year worth of music that if I played everything one after the other, it would take a year solid.
Jeez. So if you ever go in a coma, we're just going to put headphones on you and just play it.
Just play it on shuffle.
And it's going to pop up. Hey, you come out of a coma. Hey. It'd be Skid Row, right?
Slave to the grind.
Exactly. All right. Well, this was a good episode.
Yeah. All right. Now go out there and support our show and make sure you guys, if you like our show, please give us a little 5-star review on Apple or whoever, Google Podcast or whatever we're on. We're on every platform pretty much, so give us a review. Thanks for listening.
If you enjoy the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, you can go to Spreaker.com and sign up for free to follow the show. All past episodes can also be streamed or downloaded at Spreaker.com.
Everybody out there, it's time to do a bit we call Cover This, where we play a cover song and we have to guess the name of the artist playing it, covering it, the original, and the name of the song. You guys can play along at home, in the car, or at the truck stop, wherever you guys are at, the movie theater, I don't know, the Grand Canyon, wherever you are, play along with us. Sometimes these are super easy. But sometimes Danny and I like to throw curveballs at each other and make it hard and get angry and throw our tennis rackets, you know. Remember we used to do that? Get angry and throw our tennis rackets.
Oh, man. I remember getting so pissed because I sucked so bad.
But eventually it got to the point where everybody would throw their tennis racket, you know, either my brother, you, it'd be me. throwing it in the net because, you know, it wouldn't break the racket.
Yeah. You're kind of hoping it would break it just to so you end the torture.
I can't even remember the last time I played tennis. It may have been 20, 25 years ago. That's probably the last time I ever played that.
Yeah.
But now everybody plays that game pickleball on the small courts. Yeah, you don't have to move that much. You just get the ball. So that's an old person's game for tennis. Okay. I don't know why I got on that tangent. Okay, so, Danny, you have to play the song that I picked for you this week. I know you know the name of the song. I know you know the name. You should know. You should get this.
Okay.
The covering artist is going to be a little tough, but I think you'll get it.
All right. Let's see. Here we go. Oh, man. Well, it's definitely Aerosmith's No More, No More.
Yes, that is the original song and the original
band. Now, the hard part. Who
did it? Are you paying attention to the vocalist?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. Was it Warrant?
Warrant, incorrect. The only thing you're the closest. It was a five piece from Los Angeles area, but this band covering did this cover in the year 2005. And the members of this band, most of them are pretty famous, and one of them is dead.
It was from 2005, huh?
2005. Need more hints?
Yeah, like the name of the guy who's dead.
That will give it away. I can tell you the name of the guy who's dead was the lead singer of another band, and that band was bigger. So the lead singer, his original band, was bigger than this band covering.
Is this Velvet Revolver?
Correct. It is Velvet Revolver.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's off of the Contraband Tour Edition. There was a bonus CD on that first album, and there's two other covers on it. One of them is, I can't even remember what it was, but it's worth getting if you like that first. That first Velvet Revolver album is really good.
Well, that's a cool song. I mean, yeah, I like Velvet Revolver too. I'd never heard that version.
Well, if you don't have it, let me know and I can send it your way. Because there's quite a few of covers done by Velvet Revolver. They even did, I got a cover of them doing I Used to Love Her, But I Had to Kill Her by Guns N' Roses.
Well, I can totally see them doing Guns N' Roses covers.
But they also covered ELO's I Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Really?
And it works. It's on the second record. It was really good.
I'm pretty sure I have all of that. I'll have to check it out.
Because I recently, a couple of days ago, I went through the Velvet Revolver just to see, just to listen to it again. Like, oh, man, this album's really good. Second album has its moments, but the first album's really strong.
Well, I think Slither's one of the best songs ever.
Oh, yeah. I think Guns N' Roses plays that, too.
Nice. Yeah. That's such a great song.
Oh, yeah. But that whole album is really strong. All right. What do you got for me this week? You got anything?
All right. Let's see if you got this one.
All right. You think it's going to be tougher than the one we just did?
Yes.
Oh, damn it.
I don't know. You might get it by the voice.
Okay. Is it Jeff Scott Soto?
I thought about looking for him and thought, nah.
Nah, we've done him plenty of times. All right, let's try this. Everybody play along at home. Cover this. Here we go. Let's see what we got here. Like a cat, like a crazy dream. I look twice again, I can't believe. Now, now, now. He turned around with them and looked at me. I said, oh no, it really couldn't be. It was a man, it was a woman too. Now, now, now. He's a woman. She's a man. Definitely know the song. That is the original, is the Scorpions, He's a Woman, She's a Man.
Yep, great song.
Yeah. Now, who's covering it? You said listen to the voice. Is it a band or is it a person?
This is a person, the singer. He was been in a number of bands. This was out in 2005.
Jizzy Pearl.
That is incorrect.
Really?
Not Jizzy Pearl.
Wow, I thought for sure that was Jizzy Pearl. Damn it.
This same guy, circuit.
So this guy's been in a lot of bands as a lead singer. Not.
I think, I'm pretty sure you've seen him.
Is it Robert Mason?
No, that is incorrect as well. I'll give you one more chance.
Damn you.
I saw him, and I think you were with me. I think we saw him at M3.
Okay.
He was solo at that point. But he's been in some major, major bands.
John Corabi.
That is correct.
Wow, because Johnny said, okay, sounded like Jizzy Pearl to me. But no. John Corabi, I didn't know he covered that. It must have been one of those albums that are all covers. And have the,
yeah.
These guys like, get paid like $5,000 to do it.
Uncovered or something like that. But yeah, I saw that and thought, man, that's a blast. I haven't heard that song in I don't know how long.
Yeah, but love the Scorpions.
That was old-time Scorpions back with Uli Roth was with them.
Yes. Uli Roth is amazing, isn't he?
Oh, man.
Great player. I don't like his solo stuff and that Sun band he had, but if you ever get a chance to see Uli Roth just play, wow, guys are unbelievable.
Yeah. He's He was in the Scorpions for a reason, not because he sucked.
Yeah, and the only reason he left the Scorpions is because basically if you listen to those 70 Scorpions albums, you can tell the Uli John Roth songs from the Klaus Rudi songs from writing. It sounds like two different bands.
Oh, yeah.
And towards the end, it was like, okay, yeah, Uli just did his own thing. Electric Sun, yeah. That's what he went on to after that.
But, yeah, you could tell he's kind of a hippie dude. Yeah, he still plays his ass off. But
as soon as he left, the Scorpions took off.
Yeah.
Just stuck around. Oh, well. But yeah. he's come back on occasions and played the Scorpions, you know, special shows. They bring Schenker and Uli John Roth. You can see them on YouTube where all those guys play with the Scorpions at one time.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it is. Fantastic. Good one. I don't think I've ever heard that crappy version of that song. Wow.
Yeah, that album's pretty cool. There's some pretty obscure songs, but there are some good songs too, so check it out. I think it's called Unplugged or...
Is it Uncovered? Is it Under a Cross?
Uncovered, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I do have
it's
that.
It's an Unplugged version. Unplugged album too.
Yeah, I just didn't remember it. Wow, okay, good one. I wonder if we stumped anybody out there. I bet you we did.
I bet so.
My friend Greg always tells me, oh, man... Like your show and everything, but man, I don't know half the crap you guys know. but it's entertaining. I'm like, oh, well, thank you. Maybe if we could turn you on to anything. He listens because he's a big Toto freak like you are. Anytime I say, oh, we're talking about Toto, he's into it. You and him are the only. Oh. That's funny that I know you two guys and you're big Toto freaks. I don't know anybody else, but you guys.
Well, I thought about putting some Lukather in this show, but nah.
Nah, okay, yeah.
Nah, maybe next time.
Yeah, we tried.
You didn't see the video or the streaming show they did you?
No.
Around Thanksgiving, they did three different shows for different parts of the world, like Asia, Europe, and U.S. And I saw the set list, and they played like an hour. It was really not a set list that I would have expected, but there were some obscure songs on there, but it was only about an hour, and I thought, well, I'm kind of glad I didn't watch that.
Or pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I went to the very last show, and I kind of hope it is the last show, but we'll see.
Yeah. Toto Talk with Danny Davis.
Hey, bring it on.
Yeah, we won't even get into that whole, I guess, well, we could if you want, that whole suing. I guess it was the one of the Picaro, Jeff Picaro's ex was part of the lawsuit, and that's why the band dissolved, and I guess one of the Steve Picaro, now Lukather, has issues with that whole side of the family and the name, and it's a big mess.
Yeah, apparently there's all kinds of stuff. Even though Steve Picaro was on the last tour, apparently since then there's been a whole thing. And right now, Lukather's the only member.
Well, Joseph Williams.
Joe Williams, but he wasn't an original. He was back in the 80s, and then he was gone, then he came back, and he's a great singer. I love his version of the band, but the other guys in the band, nobody would know. I don't know any of the names of anybody in the band anymore. So, I mean, Lukather is one of my, he's probably my favorite guitar player, but you know, their last show was so great. I just want to leave it at that.
Yeah. And who knows? But, who knows what's going to, especially with the way the world is. All right. Yeah. And that's been Toto Talk with Danny Davis. Sponsored by Rock Candy Records. All right.
I think Rock Candy has issued some of Lukather's solo albums.
Maybe. And this.
Or maybe I'm just getting mixed up because one of his albums is called Candyman.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? This whole little quick segment here is dedicated to my friend Greg. So, Greg, there you go. There's Toto Talk with Danny Davis. And nice. On that note, goodbye.